week, and we are here with two different interviews today. But it's what's special about this week, Chris?
Well, it's our membership drive or donor. I call it our donor drive because if you donate any amount, you become a member. So, but we're all this week on our morning shows. We're talking with different folks in the community. We're talking about what makes community radio important here and KRFY particularly. And we're urging people to consider donating to KRFY and help keep us on the air.
And why is that important?
Well, it's important to get money in for our radio station because although most of our people are volunteers, we have over 20 volunteers who are the broadcasters. You and I are volunteering right now.
And how long have we been doing the morning show, Chris, on Wednesdays?
Well, you probably know the answer better than I do, but 14 or 15 years.
Yeah.
A long time. But despite the fact that it's largely a volunteer-run organization, we do have to meet some costs, hard costs that we can't avoid. And we have two part-time staff that keep us on the air, just part-time. And we don't yet have a full-time person on the KRFY staff. So we're very frugal with the money we do get. And I'd like to encourage anybody that is listening out there and would like to donate. Donating makes you a member to give us a call at 208-265-2992. And I think we have a volunteer out there. No, we don't.
No. Okay. Just leave a message. We'll call you back.
Yeah, if you call to give a donation, then we will give you a call back here probably within an hour or two. And you can go to our website, krfy.org. You'll see a donate button right there on the homepage.
And it's KRFY is independent and commercial free, and it's really the voice of our community. And it's a wonderful thing. We get to talk to all the organizations that support and make KRFY or make Sandpoint, North Idaho a special community. We have a lot of nonprofits, and so that's a really good thing besides the voice of our community here at the on the airwaves.
Yeah.
And we play great music.
Music too, yeah. Actually, we do play some really good music. So today we're going to be talking with two organizations. One is Williams and Schiller, and we have with us Brad Williams. Brad, hi. And Mariah Williams. Hi, Mariah.
Hello.
We want to learn more about what Williams and Schiller is and what you guys do. I know you're involved in a lot of charitable work in the community yourself. And we are going to talk about, so you're also financial advisors. I have a couple of questions on that front for you. But we're going to circle back on that because first, Susie.
We have a second interview coming up with our very newest underwriter, Skyright Roofing and Gutters. We'll be talking with owner and founder Jorg Rieger and development manager Pete Hicks, and that will be the second half of the hour. We'll have some really good music in between. So, yeah, I'm very interested in hearing about finances and Williams and Schiller.
Okay. So. Now, we're going to circle back on that, but let's do a couple of things like we typically do. For instance,
are you talking about the weather?
Yes.
By chance?
What's up with the weather?
Well, let's see from the National Weather Service. They're telling us right now that the temperature, it's just really beautiful out. It's spectacular. The sun coming up over the mountain to the east, it's 39 degrees. We have a 30% chance of rain today, so that's a nice low number. And then rain and snow tonight, 60 to 30% chance with a, so that today's high will be 50 degrees, low tonight 30 degrees. And then it kind of looks about the same on Friday. We have mostly sunny. I think everybody likes that, right, this time of year. So that's kind of, what else can I say?
Yeah,
no big spectacular things happening. Spring weather.
That's kind of our typical spring weather there happening. I'll mention a couple of things. One is that sunrise this morning was at 6:39, sunsets at 7:04. Of course, we're just past our spring equinox or the vernal equinox as it's known. So we're more than 12 hours of daylight now, and we're gaining last week 25 minutes of daylight in the week. So hey, it's starting to look springish into summerish now. And I will mention one more thing, and that is that Schweitzer announced yesterday they're actually going to close about a week early this year because their snowpack is just dwindling too fast. And with that, shall we get into our interview with the Williams and Schiller folks?
I think that's a good idea.
Okay. Again, we have with us Brad Williams and Mariah Williams. Brad and Mariah, thank you for being here. I'd like to start out, you guys have been in the, Brad, you particularly, and Mariah, your whole life, I'm sure, have been in the community a long time. You're involved in a lot of different community organizations. But let's talk about the business, Brad, that you started many, many years ago and how it's evolved, Williams and Schiller.
Sure. I moved here in the, what was it, late 80s probably, started my own CPA firm after just a year or so. Paula Parsons and I got together, and Paula and I ran Williams and Parsons until she passed away about 5 years ago, probably a little more than that now, I guess.
Yeah.
Mark Schiller had started working for us 5 or 10 years before Paula died. And he went, he was originally from western North Dakota, western Minnesota and that Fargo area in North Dakota. And his parents got kind of ill way back when, and he moved back there. And he became a partner in a much larger CPA firm, and that firm was going to merge into an even larger firm, and he didn't really want to do that. So we started a CPA firm office in Fargo as well. We got offices in Sandpoint and Fargo, and then in about 2007, we started a wealth management firm, licensed as registered investment advisors. That's kind of the history.
It would describe the services you provide. You're both an accounting firm, but you also provide financial advisor services.
Yeah. We're a traditional CPA firm. We work primarily with businesses and their owners. As Chris mentioned, we also have this registered investment advisory firm, which is, it's not stock brokerage. We're licensed differently, and we owe our clients a fiduciary duty. It's very complementary to the CPA firm business. It allows people to have sort of a holistic financial help along their lives.
So, as a fiduciary, that's different than other types of financial advising firms. Can you explain that difference?
In a nutshell, we owe our clients the same fiduciary duty that an attorney owes their client, a physician owes their client, and a CPA owes their client. And that means to put the client's financial interests above our own. And so as a practical matter, we don't sell anything on any sort of a commission basis. We can't take travel kickbacks. We can't take any sort of kickbacks for selling us one investment over another. It just means we have to put our clients' financial interests above our own.
So, yeah, you're basically a neutral player. You're not getting any benefit from recommending any particular sort of stock or bond or
mm-hmm. and that is different than traditional stock brokerage. Traditional stock brokerage does have quite a bit of that temptation to sell product X for the trip to Barbados
or product that whatever they're going to get a commission on.
Okay. And for listeners out there who are thinking about their own investments and things, that's an important thing to ask the person who's investing your money is, how are you getting paid and how does that influence what you're suggesting for me to invest? Mm-hmm. Definitely important to understand.
Mm-hmm. I want to circle back with some questions on the whole investments thing because we're in some kind of and certain times right now, I think you could say. Mm-hmm. But first, tell us more about the tax services that Williams & Schiller provides.
Sure. Well, so one thing that I think is really cool about our firm is, you know, we are local, right? We have an office here in Sandpoint. We have an office in Fargo, North Dakota. We have two CPAs in our Fargo, North Dakota office. We have five CPAs in Sandpoint, and we have another CPA who works remotely. So with that, we have a lot of different experience and a lot of different people with different kind of deep interests in different areas. So it's a wonderful thing because every person who walks through the door has a slightly different set of circumstances. And across our breadth of experience, we have someone who's probably seen it before. And it's great. If I have someone who comes into my office with something, you know, I haven't seen before, I know that Brad or Mark or Brett or Cheryl has maybe seen this before. So in terms of tax services, we offer, we do individual tax. We are kind of bulk of our business, as Brad mentioned, is business owners who have or individuals who have kind of higher, more complex tax needs. And alongside that, we do a lot of accounting work and general accounting and business management, business consulting for those folks, and then the tax work that comes along with it. We also have a pretty large nonprofit tax practice. So I do a lot of nonprofit tax returns in this town.
You work with nonprofit.
I do, yeah. So I manage our nonprofit tax practice. Mm-hmm.
The good old 990.
I always say it's not a tax return, it's a donor engagement document.
Well, Susie kept books right here at KRFY for 20 years or 15 years. I don't know, a long time. Susie, ask a technical question here.
For nonprofits?
Well, yeah, for nonprofits or any kind of tax question. As a person that does some bookkeeping.
Right. Well, it's really very important to stay up on your bookkeeping and
Absolutely.
Keep really good records. I know that. And that 990, don't miss it because mm-hmm. your nonprofit status with the federal government is dependent on your astuteness with that. And you probably do some pro bono work for nonprofits, too.
Yeah, we do some discounted and some pro bono work for different nonprofits in town. But what you're saying is absolutely correct. If you've got a nonprofit out there, there are over 300 registered nonprofits in this county. And if you have less than gross receipts of less than $50,000, you file a Form 990N and you just push one button, maybe three buttons on the IRS website and you're done.
Takes care of it.
Takes care of it. You don't even need me. Just go on there and do it.
Well, so less than 50,000.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gross receipts less than 50,000. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And certain other criteria. I should put that on there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You could give a little class.
I could. Yeah. If somebody wants me to do a 990 class, I would be more than happy to do that.
Yeah. I bet there is actually a group of nonprofit organizations kind of operating out of the Kreck Center, I think. Mm-hmm. And they meet. Weren't you meeting with them when you were with the radio station in that capacity?
Right, as executive directors of nonprofit group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, might be good to go.
Yeah, I do some work with talk. Inovia, and they. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
The Inovia Foundation, mm-hmm. which is got actually a pretty good presence here in our community. So that's and they provide tons of grant opportunities for local nonprofits here as well. So, well, on the nonprofit subject, let's talk about the fact that, Brad, you've been involved in a number of nonprofit organizations. I think kind of one of your brainchilds was the CHAFE 150 bike ride, which raises money for education in our public schools here. What's your whole philosophy there about being involved with nonprofits in that way?
Yeah, well, I've always enjoyed it, and it always seems like, it's part of a person's duty to give back to the community some. And, over the years I've been here, I was on the board of the predecessor to Panhandle Alliance for Education. I was one of the founding board members of PAFE then, and, just a bunch of other organizations.
At the same point, Soccer Association.
Oh, yeah, Soccer Association.
when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's where the parents step up and like, need somebody to teach the kids, right? Yeah.
Right. But, the CHAFE has been a big consumer of time and energy for the past 19 years, and Mariah now puts in, I think, more time on that one than I do. It's been a rewarding journey with CHAFE. You know, we've raised about $1.5 million for early childhood education over the years.
And CHAFE, if people aren't familiar with that, that's a fundraising bike ride that occurs on June 20th, 2026. This year. And they have a number of different routes. The big one that draws what I would consider kind of more elite type riders is the 150 mile. It's the loop that goes into Montana and comes back through Clark Fork. But there are much shorter rides that mere mortals can attempt. It's a ton of fun. I've done it a few times myself. I never did the 150. I'll confess, I only did the half CHAFE ride a couple years. But the money that you pay for the registration fee is the money that ends up being raised. And of course, CHAFE itself has a lot of underwriters.
Yeah. We get tremendous support from the local business community. And what have we raised from underwriting so far this year? It's roughly $140,000.
Yeah, about $140,000 in sponsorship so far that we've raised this year leading up to the ride, and then the ride itself will raise additional funds. We net generally between $125,000 to $160,000 in proceeds that are then given back to the community, either through education programs, scholarships, youth programs.
It's good work. And if you want to learn more about that, folks, go to the website,
CHAFE150.org.
Yep. That's right. Got to get the 150 in there.
Of course, we need to shout out Rotary a bit for this. Rotary's been the one working with this for the past 15 years or so. And this is a big effort, and there's well over 100 Rotary folks involved annually in it. Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say that KRFY is one of your rest stops.
Right.
We love doing that at Northside School. Mm-hmm. And it's a true community endeavor.
Absolutely. KRFY is one of our longest standing rest stops, actually. We're happy to have them out at Northside every year.
Yeah,
it's fun, too.
And for riders, those rest stops are very welcome sites. It's not just a place to rest. There's food and drink and other people to hang out
with. We aim to be the best supported ride you've ever come on. And registration is open, so chafe150.org.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk a little bit more about Williams & Schiller. We have a few minutes left here. I'd like you to put on your financial advisor hat and give your take for listeners in these unsettled times we have. I mean, we got a war going on. The economy's kind of crazy. The oil prices are jumping up and down. How should people be, those that have investments, and an investment can be a 401k or a IRA, of course, that you put money into and you don't even really think about. But what sorts of things should people be kind of paying mind to when things are this kind of up and down?
Well, that's a difficult question. But the primary thing is stay the course, right? I mean, don't panic. What you should have done initially is invested in low-cost stuff and widely diverse. And now you need to stay the course, right? I mean, those people that panic and exit markets, you have two decisions to make, right? I mean, when to exit and then when to go back in. And the academic evidence just shows that next to nobody makes those two decisions properly. So, there's tons of evidence that you just need to stay the course, right? I mean, if you need to change your investments, that's primarily as a result of change in your circumstances, you know, as you age or as your finances change or something like that. You know, not as a result of shocks like this, because it's just too hard to predict what will ultimately happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the financial circumstance does change through time for anybody, right? As they get older. If you have an IRA, when you hit 73, you got to start taking a required minimum distribution, I think it's called. And of course, that point in time, you got a lot less runway for a market upset to be corrected. But over time, the market has always gone up. Is that right?
Well, you know, that is the past, right? Yeah. I mean, the markets in the U.S. and developed foreign markets have a track record of increasing about 9% a year for the past, you know, well over 100 years. Now, does that mean it looks like a nice straight flat graph? Absolutely not.
It's jumped up and down.
You know, there have been periods of almost 10 years where the thing has been down, but by and large, it has been growing.
Mm-hmm. I have one question. There are folks that want to invest in what you might call conscious investments, or I don't know how to, I think there's a coined phrase for that, and you're well aware of that, at Williams and Schiller.
Mm-hmm.
And what would you call that kind of process?
Well, people usually call it socially responsible.
There you go.
And there's another word for something different but similar, and that's sustainable. And you know, the socially responsible thing is difficult because that means very different things to different people. You know, someone that was staunch in their views about something might want to avoid all drug manufacturers or something, whereas someone else that had different views might want to avoid all oil. And somebody else with different views might want to avoid arms manufacturers. So, honestly, we don't really do much with that type of thing. What we can help people with is sustainability. It is somewhat easy to design investment portfolios that look a bit towards sustainability, and sustainability oftentimes results in pretty good performance as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you.
Well, we're actually kind of at the end of our time here. So how do folks get in touch with you?
265-5959 is our phone number.
Has been for 20 years.
right.
There you go.
And website, wscpas.org.
.us.
.us, that's right. So you're got a website, phone, walk in your door. Where's your office?
Right behind Winter Ridge.
Right behind Winter Ridge,
708 Superior.
So, okay, is there anything else that you'd like to tell folks? Well, I guess one question. Susie, do you have that question?
Well, you.
One question is, okay, this is our membership drive week, and we're asking our underwriters, why do you do it? Why are you guys an underwriter for KRFY?
For us, it's just another way to support the community. We spend a lot of time and effort with many different community groups, and we underwrite some others as well. So anyway, we're just happy to support.
We are so grateful. So thank you so much for joining our team.
Yeah.
That does the support, a large support for this community radio station. The other is the listener supporters and a little bit of fundraising that we do with a auction and things like that. But those are the two main things, our listener members and our underwriters. And we have been on the air for over 15 years. This is our celebratory 15-year anniversary. And without our underwriters, we wouldn't be here, right?
That's right. Yeah, the underwriters are one of the big, you know, legs in our tripod of financial solvency here. So
another leg I forgot to mention, and you mentioned earlier, is our volunteers. Couldn't do it without that either. Yep. So it's valuable. As you know from Chafe, the volunteers make it happen too.
Yep.
Can't do it without them.
Yeah.
Well, Brad and Mariah Williams, thank you for coming in and telling us a bit about Williams and Schiller and your what you do here in the community. And Susie, what comes up now? Well, you want to play a music interlude while we bring in our next guest?
Well, there's this something Jack Peterson put at the top of the thing. It's something, and you said you were going to explain what that is.
I'll explain this. So part of the thing that's going on during this week is there's a contest to write a jingle. And this is something that I came up with, a jingle for the morning show. Now, everybody's kind of given different words for what could be a jingle for my show. You know, that we have the evening shows that are going on, I think, from 5 to 7 each day this week. And those guys have been coming up with jingles. So I said, hey, I think the morning show should enter a jingle. And do you want to play? It's 30 seconds.
30 seconds. And then we'll have Martha Reeves and the Vandals dancing in the street immediately afterwards. And then we'll bring in our guests, our next guests from Skyright Roofing and Gutters.
Okay.
So here's the jingle thing. And again, thank you, Brad Williams, Mariah Williams from Williams and Schiller CPA.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.